It's Paul Smolin, M.D., your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions, he has answers. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Welcome to one of the most popular pediatric blogs out there, DocSmo.com. Thank you for joining us today. I'm your host, Dr. Paul Smolin. We love children and parents here at DocSmo.com and try to bring you ideas, guests, and practical strategies to help you be the best parent you can be. Portable practical pediatrics is our motto and what we try to deliver with each podcast. I'm thrilled today to have a returning guest, integrative pediatrician, Dr. Sheila Kilbane. She's a board-certified pediatrician who has extra training in integrative pediatrics, which, if you don't know, is the study of nutrition and health. To learn more about Dr. Kilbane, check out her website at Infinite Health. I'll put a link on the notes so you can easily go there. Just click the link. Welcome, Dr. Kilbane. I hope you're having a good evening.
I am. Thank you. So happy to be back.
Yes.
We haven't chatted in a while.
I know. We it's time to have some fun. We need.
Yes.
We're way overdue for this. So let's get right into the discussion of the evening, shall we?
Absolutely.
Now, I know you have a lot of experience with elimination diets in children who have various health problems. But I want to know, what specific health conditions would an elimination diet be useful to try? And what childhood symptoms should make a parent think, well, maybe food is provoking some of this sickness?
Such a good question. And as you know, my favorite topic. So many childhood illnesses can be linked back to food sensitivities. It starts off in infancies with colic, reflux, eczema, recurrent ear infections, recurrent sinus infections, chronic runny nose, asthma, wheezing, constipation, recurrent abdominal pain. All of those things are inflammation, and often food can be contributing to part of the inflammation that's causing those.
That's like a list of every pediatric disorder.
I know it. And when I started studying these things, it actually made my pediatric practice so much more fun because it was so much easier to help the kids get better.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, what foods would you do elimination trials if you had a specific condition that you wanted to test? Which foods provoke this inflammation you're talking about?
Yes. Yeah, so there are really about 8 or 9 foods that cause most of our sensitivities. The big ones that we're going to focus on today are milk, soy, and gluten. And really, we're going to talk mostly about milk. But what we do is, since milk causes so many of the problems, I typically start with milk when I'm talking with these families. And then we lump soy into that because about 20 to 40% of people who have a sensitivity to dairy also have a sensitivity to soy. So we don't swap out cow's milk for soy milk and soy cheese and soy dogs and that sort of thing.
So by milk, you mean cow's milk, right?
Cow's milk, yes.
Not goat milk, yak milk, you know, whatever.
Right.
Okay. There's lots of milk out there, you know? What can I say?
Yak milk.
you can buy it on the internet. You can buy breast milk on the internet.
True, very true.
Which you shouldn't do. But
I'm going to give you a quick little case scenario of why I don't swap out the soy milk. When I first started doing this, I remember having a case of he had to be at least a year by that time of age. So we took him off. He had eczema and some stooling issues. So we took him off of the cow's milk and we put him on soy milk. And about 6 weeks later, he came in and his skin was improving, but he had a ton of diarrhea. So then we switched him off the soy milk and we probably did water and maybe some other like coconut milk and things like that. But that was my big first lesson in not swapping out soy milk for cow's milk.
Okay. Well, when you get down to the specifics of doing the elimination diet, do parents have difficulty? Well, how do you do it, first of all? And, you know, is this a difficult thing for people to do?
Yes. So, often by the times the families get to me, they've tried so many different things that they are ready to do the work they need to go off of dairy. So it's not the easiest thing to do. But what I do in my practice is I really talk parents through. So we figure out, okay, how can we make a breakfast that's dairy-free, a lunch, a dinner, you know, drinks, snacks, so that we set them up to be really successful. And the way that we do it is we wean off of the dairy. We take about 3 to 4 weeks to start to get the dairy out of the house. And I'll just give you a couple of examples. Instead of cow's milk, I really recommend kids just drink water. And if they need some kind of a drink, like you want it for cereal or for cooking, there's coconut milk, almond milk, hemp milk, rice milk. So there are lots of different things, but I don't recommend you do a whole lot of that. You know, maybe several times a week you can do it, but I wouldn't be doing 2 and 3 cups of any of those milks every day. Instead of butter, there's something called ghee that you can use, which is clarified butter. And then there are a couple of different ice creams that if you need that, there's rice milk ice cream, there's coconut ice cream. And then with cheeses, you could actually do goat milk cheese or there are sheep cheeses like feta. True feta is often from sheep. Mm-hmm. So we just, you know, go into the other species. And we could talk for 2 hours about will you tolerate those other, you know, the other dairies. But you just, you know, it's just trial and error to figure that out.
Okay, good. What is the thinking behind the elimination diet? What's actually happening in the child when you take milk out of their diet? You know, what improvements are you making, you know, and what's going on here?
So what happens is if you're eating a food that your body is sensitive to, that makes your gut inflamed. And a lot of people have heard the term leaky gut, and this is where that comes from. So literally we have cells along our GI tract, and they're supposed to have these really nice tight junctions that help our body absorb food appropriately. And if we're eating something we're sensitive to and our gut gets inflamed, there's going to be a whole lot of white blood cells that are in between all these gut cells. And we're going to be absorbing things into our bloodstream that we shouldn't necessarily be absorbing. And that's where you get the eczema, red cheeks, you know, congestion. Your food doesn't move through your bowels as well. That's where the constipation comes from. Mm-hmm. And so the way that we start to heal that is something called the 4 R's. So grab your pencils and I'll go over these.
Okay.
So the first one is we are going to remove whatever the food is that's causing the issue. So let's say dairy, you know, and then we're just going to keep an eye on soy. We're not going to do a ton of soy. And then we're going to start to repair the gut. So we're going to start to allow that inflammation to go down and get those cells back together. And we're going to do that with omega-3 fats, with minerals. We're going to make sure that the child has enough iron, enough zinc, you know, vitamins A, vitamin C, vitamin E. And I prefer to do that with food. And if we need to, we do use some supplements. And then we're going to the third R is we're going to re-inoculate them or restore their gut with good, healthy bacteria. Typically, these kids have been on a lot of antibiotics. They, you know, maybe are eating a diet that's pretty high in processed foods with artificial dyes and colors, which also can harm the lining of your gut. And then the fourth is we're going to replace whatever they need. For example, if these kids need some extra help with digestion, we may do some digestive enzymes. And we're just going to continue to give their gut what it needs to break their food down so they can absorb their food more easily.
Okay. Well, let's say a parent, you know, has a specific symptom and they think, okay, I want to try this, but I need help because, you know, this is not so easy to do. Who should help them through this process? Who would be the best person to seek?
Well, if you're in Charlotte, I would be delighted to help you. Otherwise, if you can find a pediatrician who is integrative, that would be a great place to look. And you can go to the website, University of Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine, and you can type in your city to see if there's an integrative pediatrician there. You can also use a nutritionist. However, the nutritionist would, or the registered dietitian is what I meant to say, if they're trained in integrative nutrition. So it's very different than the way many traditional registered dietitians are trained. So you just have to look at, you know, what they have studied. And there are health coaches, a lot of health coaches out there who trained at something called the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. And they're not registered dietitians or anything, but they have studied a lot about integrative nutrition. And I have found that they can be really helpful with these families to kind of, they'll take you on grocery store tours, they'll help you with recipes and to figure out what you're actually going to feed the kiddos.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay. Well, you have a specific like success story you want to tell us about? Something comes to mind, maybe? Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. So, I will tell you. So, this was a patient who came to see me, and he was about 7 or 8 year old boy with asthma, so wheezing, and he also had a little bit of constipation and just a little bit of eczema. And he was on for his asthma, the asthma was the main reason they came in. He was on an inhaler, so a steroid, and he was using his albuterol. It was about a few times a month. And so what we did is we weaned him off of dairy and then took him off it completely. And then we also added fish oil for the omega-3 fats. We added probiotics because he'd also been on a lot of antibiotics before that. I usually use a whole food supplement instead of a multivitamin for kids. And then we put him on vitamin D, a daily dose of vitamin D. And really within about 6 weeks, he was almost completely better and almost completely off of his asthma medications, and pooping easily. And then his skin was clear. So whenever we're working with kids with asthma, we're very careful to make sure, like, especially if they're being seen by a pulmonologist or if the pediatrician does it, we do pulmonary function tests before we ever take them off of their inhaled steroid to make sure that they have really great lung function. But I've had many, many kids with asthma that we've been able to either decrease or completely get them off of their asthma meds.
That's wonderful. That's great. Mm. Okay. Well, Dr. Kilbane, I can't thank you enough for taking the time to share your experience and wisdom with my blogging audience. I always learn so much when you talk. How does a pediatrician who is so young, like you, collect so much wisdom? And tell us how people in the Charlotte area who want to talk to you can contact you for, you know, a consultation. We need to know this.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Thank you. So my office is here in Charlotte, and we just changed our phone numbers. It's 704-626-6771. And I do a membership-based practice. So you keep your general pediatrician and you just come to me and we kind of figure out whatever is going on with the child. We figure out and help them get back into balance, and you stay doing your well visits with your general pediatrician. And the goal is to keep you out of the doctor's office except for that well visit once a year.
Great.
And yes, I also do online courses. So if you are outside of Charlotte and you just want to do some courses, I have a great one right now. It's called Winterizing Your Family. So if you go on my website, it's right under online courses.
Good, good. Well, this is Doc Smo and Dr. Sheila Kilbane of Infinite Health recording in Studio 1E via Skype, thanking you for joining us today and reminding parents that eliminating some of your family's food might help you get more healthy brood. Until next time.
This PEDcast would not be possible without the help of the following contributors: Anne Gesner, PNP extraordinaire, for her editing assistance; Seth Rocketman Jaffe, for providing inspiration and guidance; Dr. David Jaffe, whose beautiful pipes created the introductory voiceover; Dr. Robert Beezer, for composing this fantastic bumper music, which is performed by two phenomenally talented young musicians, Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this PEDcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocSmo.com website. This DocSmo.com PEDcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.